The SmackDown Women's Championship match for WrestleMania was made official this past Monday night on Raw. The Royal Rumble match winner and Rhea Ripley will challenge Charlotte Flair for the gold at WrestleMania. What is up, guys, and welcome back to the Noah Nation Wrestling YouTube channel. Before we get into things, I want to remind you that every single Noah Nation Wrestling video is available on audio platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, and more, linked down below. But yeah, let's talk about the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Rhea Ripley, of course, won the Royal Rumble last weekend and decided to challenge Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown title at WrestleMania, which took a lot of us by surprise. I thought the clear-cut decision was Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship, or Bianca was going to lose that title before WrestleMania. She would fight Charlotte for the SmackDown Women's title some way, somehow, and then Rhea Ripley would challenge whoever wins that Raw Women's title, possibly being Becky Lynch, if that were the case at WrestleMania. But obviously, none of that panned out, and we will be getting Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte at WrestleMania, which I will say, as I've mentioned a couple times, I'm perfectly fine with the match. You know, Charlotte doesn't really do much for me. Very robotic, not the most exciting person on my television. But as I've mentioned in a couple of videos, I try to take the positive out of what we get from Charlotte these days. And the biggest positive is at least she's a babyface, because in my eyes, she's a lot more tolerable as a face than a heel. And this last month of her, month and change of her being back on SmackDown as the champion, has not been as atrocious as years past. So trying to pull some positive out there. And in there with the right person, you know, Charlotte is, of course, she's a really good wrestler, but doesn't mean every match that she has is worth checking out. I'm recording this before SmackDown on Friday. I have no interest in her versus Sonya Deville tonight. It just is what it is. But Charlotte has the capabilities to do those great matches, and I think she has had some good ones with Rhea Ripley in the past. WrestleMania in the Performance Center, WrestleMania 36 for the NXT title. From what I remember, even though I only watched it the one time, that being live, I remember it being a good match. They also wrestled at, talking notable matches here, Money in the Bank 2021, which is the first pay-per-view back in front of a live crowd. I remember that being good. So I'm sure WrestleMania this year will also be a great match, especially because this is the best Rhea Ripley we have had on the main roster at all. You know, and honestly, in her entire WWE career, Judgment Day has given her a breath of fresh air. Judgment Day, honestly, ever since Triple H took over, has been one of the best parts of WWE television in my eyes. They have a great persona, great atmosphere about them, and they really have just taken on a whole new life ever since Triple H started running the show back in July or August, whenever it was. And Rhea Ripley has, like I said, done some of the best work, if not the best work, of her WWE career. So her winning the Royal Rumble, I thought, was definitely the right choice. And as for WrestleMania, whether she was going to fight Charlotte or Bianca or somebody else for another title, beating the Raw Women's title, all I was hoping for is that she leaves WrestleMania as a women's champion, whether that be for either title, like I said, because again, she's done some of the best work of her career and she deserves to be the champion and rewarded for that. And it's about time we get some fresh faces on top of that women's division. I know Rhea Ripley has been a champion in the past, but she really hasn't been a top player for her entire main roster career, when let's be honest, she should be. And hopefully by WrestleMania, she will solidify herself officially as one of the top players. She won the Royal Rumble match. Let's go into WrestleMania, complete the story, win the women's championship, and hopefully after WrestleMania, and this is the biggest thing I wanted to take away from this video, is hopefully after WrestleMania, we can finally start getting some fresh faces on top of the women's division, and overall just start building some new stars, because we got Charlotte in there again as a 14 time, as if any of those championship reigns mean anything, SmackDown women's, or just women's champion in general in the WWE. We got Bianca, who has been for the most part always consistent, always good. She's been champion since last WrestleMania, though. It's about time we mix up the bag, man. We got talent in the women's division. You saw it in the women's Royal Rumble match. The problem is not a lot of them, very few of them, are showcased as true stars. It's the typical Charlotte, Becky, and whoever they're working, unfortunately. So we really need to start elevating some of these lower card women, especially on SmackDown. Man, SmackDown's women's division, and this might be one of the biggest reasons why Rhea is challenging Charlotte, because SmackDown, even though they have a lot of talent on there, don't really have a lot of top stars that you could have pinned against Charlotte at WrestleMania to feel like a WrestleMania match. You can comment, oh, what about Liv Morgan? Yeah, Liv Morgan's great. Had a great performance in the Royal Rumble matchup, but she's not hasn't been pushed and portrayed as that top star. You know, what did she hold the title for? 2 months last year? It was not a very long run. So I know there's talent in the SmackDown Women's Division. Liv Morgan, Shotzi, Shayna Baszler, Xia Li, Zelina Vega, Tegan Knox, you know, is great. And there's other women as well. You know, we can keep running them down between SmackDown and Raw. But hopefully after WrestleMania, through, you know, hopefully Rhea becoming the SmackDown Women's Champion, hopefully Bianca dropping the Raw Women's Championship to what I think should be, Raquel Rodriguez is a dark horse, you know, winning this matchup. She is in the Elimination Chamber. We do have a SmackDown qualifier on tonight on SmackDown the day I'm filming this. So obviously there's might end up being some dark horses in there, but I think the main pick for everybody is going to be Asuka. And I very much think they should turn her heel on the road to WrestleMania. Asuka dethroning Bianca at WrestleMania, I think would be great. Then you got two brand new champions to push as the forefront of the division. Not sure what they do with the women's tag team titles. As of today, it was rumored that we might get Damage Control versus Ronda and Shayna at WrestleMania, which is fine, even though I'm not huge on Ronda Rousey at all. If she's not on my television, I'd be more happy. But I don't know, it just feels like double heel teams. I don't see Damage Control turning babyface anytime soon, so it just feels kind of weird to have that on WrestleMania. But I digress. But hopefully after WrestleMania, we get some fresh faces at the top of the divisions. We get a fresh draft, as we've been talking about in a couple of videos here. And we get some new rosters. And we get some fresh faces at the top of the women's division. You know, give me Raquel on her way up. And I do believe she's going to have a big year. But, you know, get her to that Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley status where they're, you know, next in line and they're some of the top women. You know, let's push Tegan Knox to have a big year. Let's elevate Liv Morgan even more than she already has. She's already got a great deal of popularity, but let's keep portraying her as a star. More and more of that between the Raw Women's title, the SmackDown Women's title, you got the tag team titles. Let's utilize all this stuff and let's make the women's division a whole lot better than it could, than it is right now, because it certainly could be a hell of a lot better, man. You know, people like Nia Jax coming back are not going to do the women's division any good. That was just a cheap shot because I felt like taking one. But you already got the talent there. It's not a lack of talent. It's just a lack of, you know, effort, honestly, into writing storylines and being creative for these women. So hopefully, I know that's a little branch off from the match itself at WrestleMania, but to me, WrestleMania can be used as kind of a fresh starting point for the women's division, and I hope that's what we get, you know, at Mania and post WrestleMania. But Rhea Ripley and Charlotte, man, hopefully it's a great match. Hopefully it's their best match they've ever had. Like I said, I pointed out those two other matches they might have faced other times, but those are the two notable ones that are coming to my head. And hopefully Rhea Ripley walks out SmackDown Women's Champion, and then maybe we'll get all the Judgment Day moving to SmackDown after WrestleMania, which would be a nice mix-up for them. And then as for the Raw side of things, as I mentioned, just to briefly touch on it again, hopefully Asuka wins the Elimination Chamber, and I think she will. Raquel Rodriguez, I think she's going to have a big year. She is a dark horse in the Elimination Chamber, and I very well could see her maybe winning the matchup and fighting Bianca. But Asuka, you know, the popularity of that new look that she came back with at the Royal Rumble, I think is just smart to capitalize on. And I think Bianca being the babyface, turning Asuka heel, create a nice dynamic, especially because Asuka was, you know, with Bianca for all those months before she, you know, took basically War Games to Royal Rumble, something like that, off. And I think turning her heel, defeating Bianca at WrestleMania, becoming the Raw Women's Champion would be the right move there. But let me know what you guys think, man. What do you think about Rhea versus Charlotte? What do you think about the potential of Bianca versus Asuka at WrestleMania? And kind of who do you want to see get elevated to a real superstar status? Real Becky Lynch, Bianca, even Rhea Ripley, Charlotte. Who do you want to see take that next step in the women's division this year? Who do you want to see WWE get behind in the women's division? Whether that's on Raw, whether that's on SmackDown, whether that's NXT call-ups happening post-WrestleMania, remains to be seen. But let me know down below in the comments. Anyways, guys, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you very much for checking out this video right here on the No One Ace of Wrestling YouTube channel, and I will be back for some more content very soon. Peace!